Yeah. Anyways, I like the proximity. Everything. Like I was saying, from the style, the ambiance, everything in your location. Again, encouraging people to come in, come pick up your food. You keep it moving. You could see some amazing Burgundy history all over the walls. And in the washroom, you could see a whole bunch of Canadian Black history, because you guys know we were always talking about the Canadian Black history collectible cards we have. You could see the whole array, the whole 26 images. Jackson created a beautiful piece of artwork that he has hung in the washroom there, which is a great place because that's where we have time to read. So it's dope. So now, and it's my pleasure to have you on with us this morning, because you're also one of the businesses that we have in the Locals Helping Locals community. Like, it's like the business to business support campaign. So basically, the question I've been asking everybody, and for those again who were just hanging for the first time, a couple of months ago we had a company, websaver.ca. They sponsored the OFC. They gave us, it was like a $24,000 sponsorship, and the idea was, how do we support Black community? So we decided to put $20,000 of it into supporting businesses, and we basically just gave each business like $1,000 just to support them. It's just like a little contribution, and we put up these amazing posters to help to promote the businesses. We promote the location as well as promoting other community businesses as well in that location. So that's the power of community supporting community. Jackson was one of the businesses, is one of the businesses taking part in the initiative and the campaign. And so I've been asking all the businesses, Jackson, so for you, why is it important that the community comes together and works together?
It is extremely important, to help one another. And I think that's why One Full Circle is very, very important to me, because, it's something that should have been done a while back, a long time ago. So, and you guys are doing it well, very professional, and supporting one another. And I would love to have time, to participate more, because I believe a lot in One Full Circle. I believe that the idea, we spoke before, we spoke about it, and it's important. And I think it's something that should, that will go global, eventually.
Thank you for that. We have
to do everything, to make sure that thing, to educate the community about this, the One Full Circle and whatever program, and specifically, helping one another, this program that you guys did with, a few businesses. Very interesting. And you guys did a little campaign with, very professional, the posters were well done,
Thank you.
So I have no complaint, And when you guys walk in Berg's Canteen, you can see the space and the type of poster you guys did, we say in French, ça cadre avec l'ambiance de Berg's Canteen, and it's, amazing.
Thank you so much, Jackson. I appreciate that. I'm humbled. I definitely, and it's really like we're saying, the intention is really to support and empower the community businesses as much as we can, and in the little ways that we can. So how do people get in contact? Can you give the address again one more time to the store? Your handles, your plugs, how we could get in contact,
and your opening hours.
Yeah, opening hours too, so people could just.
Okay. Yes. Our address is 01243 Charlevoix. And our phone number is 514-321-8979. Okay. I repeat, the address, 01243 Charlevoix Street. And phone number 514-321-8979.
And they could Google Berg's Canteen, so that's B-U-R-G-Z, yeah. Berg's Canteen, and you could basically find a location. And definitely, you guys do not want to you don't want to miss this opportunity to get your ricolé and riso espoir. Is that what I have?
You guys can visit our.
Anyways, Jackson.
Sorry, guys. Opening hours.
Oh yeah. Guys, sorry.
When are you
sorry.
Open?
Yeah, open? I will. Okay. you guys can visit our website. No, not our Facebook page, and we have an Instagram page. And opening hours. We're open from Tuesdays till Saturdays, from 11:30 till 7:30.
All right, lunch and dinner, guys. Go get it.
Yeah.
Got it. So, Brother Jackson, do you have any final words, any empowering words for the community as we wrap up?
Well, the community has to stay together. Together, we're going to get stronger, you know. That's what I could say, you know.
L'union fait la force.
L'union fait la force, et je pense qu'il ne faut pas juste le dire, il faut le faire. Et je pense qu'on est dans l'air qu'on doit mettre nos paroles en action. C'est ce que je souhaite pour la communauté.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Jackson, thank you so much for what you're doing, what you've done. Again, congratulations on the amazing accomplishment with Berg's Canteen. Just wishing you mad success, much love, and everybody in the community, just go out. Go check it out. Go check him. Go see Jackson and see what's going on there. And just tell him we sent you.
All right. Well, thank you to you guys. Thank you for inviting me. And keep up the good work, guys, you know.
Thank you, Jackson. All right. Have a wonderful day.
Peace.
Okay, guys. Mm-hmm. Thanks. All right.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news. Yeah. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. All right. OFC Community Updates. Again, if you're now tuning in with us, this is now the OFC Community Updates. One more time, the OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Network. We are now the Melanated Community Resource Hub. Think of us first for all your community and your business needs. And this is the OFC Community Updates. We're basically just like to keep you guys informed, in the loop, let you guys know what's popping in the community. So, Jen, where are we at? What's the first thing on...
Well, we have the return of Camp Fett. That's happening in August. August 8th. Starts at 4 p.m. Because, you know, it's time to party again.
Yeah.
You know? Just found out. Dish just in. Early bird tickets are sold out. They're sold out. But general tickets are available, $80. And VIP, so if you're feeling very important... You can catch that at a 110.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the return of Camp Fett.
Ew. Okay, so I have an initiative going on that I want to share with the community. So it's a small little initiative we created. It's like a little summer job type of thing for youth. It's pretty cool. So for parents who are interested... basically, we've hired some children for the summer. The job is super simple, right? We have them doing data entry, but it's more just a matter of just, you know, teaching them little different little life skills. But it's for youths who just don't, who feel they're a little too big for camp, you know?
What are their ages?
You know, right now, the youths I have there from 11 to 14.
Nice!
You know,
I can send some of my children, my teens over to you.
Yeah.
They need something to do.
That's what it is. So they're doing a little work. Now, the cool thing is that this is something that we offer to parents within the community, within the OFC network. And the parents donate to the organization, to support the organization, and we in turn pay their children with their donations.
Like that. That's okay. Really good.
So
good
really, for you guys. It does come full circle.
I really like that.
But it's a cool little thing. It's like we don't mind, you know, having the youths in the office and doing things. Like, it's cool. It's a simple job. But then at the end of the week, we pay them at the end of every week. We teach them how to draft up invoices. So they're entrepreneurs. So they're not coming as employees. We teach them that you guys are business owners and you're offering a service to the employee, to the OFC, and you're helping us with data entry. So they do a little. We teach them how to create invoices. So they invoice us and then we pay them. And there's a cooler thing too where we show them how to budget.
That's really good. Yeah, right? I wish I had learned that when I was a lot younger.
My goodness. Tell me about it. Mm-hmm. So that's just what it is. You know, so it's a cool little initiative. We really enjoy it. If anybody's interested, you can definitely get in contact with us. Go to our website, ofccommunity.com. Just hit the contact us page. Say you heard about this summer program that we have going on, you want to get involved. The only thing I got to tell you guys is we're off for 2 weeks. So we're back in the office as of Monday, the 26th of July, and then we're going to the end of August. Nice. Okay, until the youth have to go back to school.
Okay,
so that's what's going on with that.
One last thing to mention, Afrofest Ottawa 2021.
Ooh.
In September. I wanted to go to the Afrofest in the States, but I don't think that's happening this year with these border situation. I hope it does. But while we have it, September 4th and September 5th, and it's free $99, folks.
What?
Free $99.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. So Ottawa's Afrofest.
When is this?
September 4th and 5th.
September 4th and 5th.
Yeah.
Isn't that Labor Day weekend? Okay. Around that time?
Not sure.
I don't know either. Okay. Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. It just came to my head. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, we know what that's going to look like.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you meant when you said that.
No, no, I don't. Help me.
I know. Elaborate.
Help me.
Oh, it's going to look
very,
very alabaster.
Very exciting. That's a good word. That's a great word.
It's going to be pretty good word. Because if you're advertising it like this and not, it's just like, oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Because, you know, actually, I have a friend, sad story, but I have a friend, and that's kind of how he met his baby mama. Mm. Like, her and her mama was like in the paper looking like, okay, we're going to look at Nui Dafik.
Hey.
And we're going to go and find baby. Us some man.
Uh-huh.
And it's been the word that was the worst night of his life.
Oh, okay. That's what happened.
Oh, God. These kind of stories always tickle me.
Okay, well,
they always
protect yourself.
Tickle me. All right. Do we have anything else?
Boy, that's so funny.
So for other community updates and different things going on, definitely check out, right now, again, you can go to OFCCommunity.com. We have, in the contact section, you have just a community calendar, and it's going to lead you to our calendar. So it's really, it's pretty dope. Everything's up on there. So you guys just check it out. I wanted to, no, you know what? Well, I'll talk about that later on. So that's about it for us, guys. Peace and blessing.
All right. We're going to pay some bills and then play some music.
Awesome. And Mr. Blue invites you to a barbecue on Saturday, July 24th from noon to 9 p.m. at Martin Luther King Park, formerly called Kent Park, Cotonation and Appleton. Weather permitting, come out and enjoy. On the menu, doubles, roti, jerk pork and chicken, curry goat and chicken, lots of side dishes. Music by DJ Jason. Wear your mask, social distancing required. That's Saturday, July 24th, noon to 9 p.m. at Martin Luther King Park in Côte des Neiges. So nice, we had to do it twice. For more information, call 514-771-7011.
That's right, kings and queens. Happen to be Bobby Payne's turn again. You can find DJ Bobby Payne on all the socials at DJ Bobby Payne.
Piano, piano.
in here. Look, you gon' vibe in here. You gon' vibe in here. Came with a sound in it, you see.
Killing it on the ones and twos.
Bobby Payne.
This is hot.
I like it too.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. I like when he does that. I like that.
Yo, Bobby came with it today.
He did. He did. He always does, but you know, sometimes more extra. All right, we got a special guest in the building today. Who is it?
Knock, knock.
I knew it.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Mm-hmm. One and only Big Will in the house.
Hey, how's everybody doing today?
We're doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing amazing, especially now that outside is actually open. Mm-hmm. I'm doing
open,
amazing.
Outside's open, but cold as ever.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. It's all right. Just a couple of drinks and whatnot. But we got you at the next comedy show.
Mm-hmm. All right. Talk about it.
Actually, first I wanted to thank the listeners for we had so many members or listeners from Empower Hour that actually joined the last comedy show that we did, the virtual one, mm-hmm. for Juneteenth. So right. I wanted to make sure to thank everybody. It was a great success. And with that spirit, actually, we're having another show coming up on July 30th, which is a Friday. So it is a Friday Night Vibes. So it's an in-person comedy show, and you get to watch it virtually. So for those, so that means like everybody could watch. So if you don't feel comfortable coming out, or if you feel more comfortable at home, you could watch it from home. Or if you want to have the in-person vibe with the great food, drinks, and actually amazing... yeah, the whole experience, mm-hmm. you could actually do that as well. So,
ew, Will, you just keep coming with it, dog.
I'm doing my best, actually. That's what we always say, which I guess our motto is to heal the community one joke at a time.
So. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
We so need the healing right now, brother.
That's good.
For sure, that's what it is. So.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
No problem. So, I know earlier we're talking about everything that was going on, like with Haiti and everything. Me being a Haitian, so it kind of hit home.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back. L'union fait la force.
That's
we'll
what
definitely,
it is.
We'll
that's
definitely be
that.
Back with that. So.
Yeah, we're standing with Haiti. That's it. That's all I can say. We're standing with Haiti. Yeah. L'union fait la force is what it is, 100%.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, brother.
All right. So, next up, Entertainment with Kaya. Kaya, it's been 2 weeks.
Chill.
There's been a lot going on.
Chill.
Talk about it. We need your insight for the next 15 minutes about what is going on in the entertainment world,
so
Alan.
It's so much stuff that I hope that I could cover it all. So I was thinking, I'm like, how am I going to get this done? I'm going to have to do like speed news read type of thing.
Okay.
So we got to go back a couple of weeks. Cardi B. Pregnant again.
Yo,
yes,
I know,
she
yo,
is.
Trust.
And her awesome debut of her belly. I love that.
Is this crazy? Cardi B don't want to be a rapper. Cardi B want to be a mama.
Exactly. Listen,
she said, I just want enough money to take care of these kids. I think that's what she did. She got a little bit of money. She said, I'm going to just have these babies and just sit my behind down. She tired. She started off stripping first. So, mm-hmm. you know, you get 3-4 years in rapping. You don't really need no more. Yeah, she still got exactly. stripper money.
Yeah, she sure. of course.
She still got stripper money. They don't understand what they're looking at. So, congratulations to Cardi B. I don't mm-hmm. know what her marital status is right now, but we all know that she don't need nobody to help her take care of those kids. She got plenty of money.
Call it complicated.
You know, I'm gonna tell you something. He a daddy to many children, mm-hmm. so it's not. You know, it's not is like he's not gonna be. He's there. He's
I
there.
Have a question. Is a Nick Cannon a lot, or is he there yet? Is Offset there yet? Is he at 7 yet?
I think he got 4 or 5.
Okay, he's almost on his way.
He probably got 3 or 4.
He's
4 or 5.
He's on that midnight train to Georgia with them children.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. Okay, so I know a lot of people ain't gonna want to hear about this, but I don't give a mother what? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. So they let Bill Cosby out of jail. They done overturned Bill Cosby's sentence.
That's what it is.
Well, yeah.
Now I'm gonna tell y'all something. We don't see this happen often.
No.
Yeah, no, we definitely don't.
And the day that he was released, his lawyer had a couple of statements in regards to who Bill Cosby has been to the entertainment industry mm-hmm. and to the black community.
Okay.
So I just want to say that I hope that this serves as a mile marker for, you know, things that happen that we can't always believe what we see on TV and pick sides and make our own judgments on these things so quickly, because after more investigation, Bill Cosby has been acquitted or pretty much his charges have been overturned.
Exactly.
So that means that they come to realize that the charges made against him may not be all factual.
Exactly.
But we talked about this in the beginning of this all happening when I talked about Janice Dickinson's book.
Remember?
I told you my uncle was in the community. He was in the LGBT community. Mm-hmm. Janice Dickinson was one of his idols. But in his book, he used to read us excerpts from it. And I remember him reading her saying that Bill Cosby was an MF-er because he wouldn't succumb to her advances. Mm-hmm. And that she even went as far as chasing him down on several different movie sets and then finding out where he stayed in a hotel and knocking on his door and trying to pretty much pronounce herself to him like, okay, well, look, let me. And he said, you know, I'm really getting bored of this, and slammed the door in her face.
Wow. Mm. Yeah.
But she was 16 or 17. And she said that one thing that I could say about Bill Cosby was that he was an MF-er.
Mm.
He didn't give her the time of day. So mm-hmm. now for her to come with the testimony kind of looked a little bit crazy because you wrote a book about it, babe, and you didn't say, and you, it was a tell-all.
Mm.
Right.
You told on stuff on a lot of people, but why didn't you tell on Bill Cosby in your book?
Exactly. You. Because she couldn't. And we always knew Janice Dickinson
was lying.
There
was nothing to tell.
Yeah, we always knew that.
Shikari.
Richardson.
We were talking about Shikari Richardson. So they said that Shikari Richardson tested positive for an illegal substance when being tested for the drugs for Olympics, right?
Mm-hmm.
See if she was going to qualify. So they said that she tested positive with an illegal substance. However, we come to find out that it's marijuana. Mm.
Yeah.
So Gabrielle Union makes a statement like, well, we don't know marijuana to make anybody run faster.
And that's what everyone's
Let
saying.
Let the girl
this is
run.
True. Exactly. Yeah.
So what I would say is, and I want to put this message out there, and you can tell a friend to tell a friend that I said it. We boycotting the Olympics this year.
Yeah.
Nice.
They not letting her run. We ain't watching it. You won't get my television dollars. You won't get my little 37 cents or whatever it is that they put on my bill for to watch the Olympics. I am not watching, and I advise you not to watch because they have been doing this to black people forever.
Mm.
And using marijuana... Mm-hmm. Where the and the government, who namely right now is making plenty of money off marijuana,
mm-hmm.
is still jailing black people for marijuana use consumption for having marijuana in their possession.
Right.
And they are trying to stop this girl's flow for something that we know good and well is not affecting her,
exactly.
her performance.
Exactly.
Well, you know, but to play devil's advocate, because I did have a conversation.
That's what you do.
Well, no, just to say, because I'm in complete agreement with what Kai is saying. It's just I have to bring the voice of the people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now there was the argument that said, well, look, it's like in her professional career, she's an Olympian, right? You have a responsibility as an Olympian. You have mm-hmm. to know that taking, even if you're just smoking a joint, for you, it's you can't do that because of your job as an Olympian, right? So it's like, okay, so then where, like, why isn't she being held accountable for the fact that you made a mistake? We understand you made a mistake. You shouldn't have smoked weed, but technically, as an Olympian, that is breaking the rules.
I'm sure that there are several other
mm-hmm.
Olympians that have marijuana in their system.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some other derogatory remarks made about her also in the mm-hmm. media too, but
true.
I think that this is what kind of like started them digging her up and stuff like that.
They were targeting her.
They
true.
Were definitely
They're saying
targeting
that they
her.
Believed that she was on steroids, and there was a white lady, I don't want to call her.
The journalist.
The journalist.
That damn journalist.
Journalist Karen.
Okay, her.
So mm-hmm. journalist Karen says that maybe she's on steroids because her hair looks really strong and her nails
she compared her to FloJo and she said FloJo was on steroids.
Stop it. You
right.
guys
you've seen that, right?
So, but like, now we have another issue, and the reason why I'm saying that we need to further boycott the Olympics is because the Tokyo Olympics formally banned swimming caps for Afro hair.
That's right.
Officially committed, the official committee says that elite athletes don't require caps of such size.
Wow. Wow.
Oh,
so I think that we need to just put them on pause because we already know that they don't like us, and
they
we don't even get on the flight, y'all.
Damn.
Don't even get on the flight. Let's stay home and eat fried chicken and watermelon that day.
Exactly. Talk about it.
No, I'm
dead
serious.
I gotta give you some bombs for that. That's dope. You should. You're 100% right.
I'm tired of the people.
You guys don't even look at the YouTube clips of it. Don't give it no time of day, please. And thank you.
Wow. Don't watch it.
Don't watch it.
Boycott it. Truth be told, we know that this is a system that has been blighting us for a long time. We're not having it, so let's just shut it down altogether.
100%.
Don't watch it. Go outside that day and just have fun with your children and your loved ones.
It makes me think like maybe it's time we create our own Olympics. But
hey, Pete, talk
okay.
about that.
Well,
we could create
like,
our own
everything. Continent.
All right,
back to
now.
The continent.
Listen,
let the continent
let's
handle
do
that.
It, yo.
What are you guys talking about? There's enough things in Africa could go on.
Yes,
sorry.
Absolutely.
I'll digress.
All right, keep on going, Kai. There's more.
Talk about it. Okay, so Okay, so we did the Olympics, Cardi B, Haiti.
Are we going to talk about Versus? I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know if you if it's on your list, but the Bow Wow and
Bobby Brown and them?
And no, oh, I didn't watch
the Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown was kicking the moves. Did you guys
see
that?
Yeah, that one.
Y'all see it?
That reminded me of old myself and my old friends trying to do stuff.
No, what?
No, that's what? It didn't.
Bobby Brown was kicking and jiving and chucking, but in a very good way. He kicks them, jumps, he turned around.
He's still feeling that right now. You guys know
it was every little step he took was it was his prerogative. Okay, thank you very much in the
times you're in right now. He's still feeling
that. Yeah, but Bobby Brown really killed it on the Versus. Kaya, did you watch it?
I did not watch it, but I did see some clips that were, you know, from the Versus.
What did you think about what you saw?
So I said, the first thing I said, oh, first of all, it looked like they brought out the low budget set.
It looked like
they was like, okay, we got about $12.99 to make this one happen, and hopefully we can get the $12.99 back. But they forget that Bobby Brown is an icon.
Yeah,
come on now, don't act like
getting it in, okay?
Humping around, and My Prerogative didn't have and y'all humping
was,
the floor down at Checkers.
He was humping around. Okay. Bobby.
No, for real. So you know, I feel like they could have put a little bit more into it, but he is the best sport in the whole wide world.
Yeah,
I have to say that about Bobby Brown.
Too, so,
Bobby
yeah.
Brown, yeah, didn't something? Some trauma in his life right now.
His daughter, his ex-wife.
Everybody did.
Unfortunately, yeah, everyone around him. But what about the Bow Wow and Soulja Boy?
Did you watch that one?
No, I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it, but I've seen
some clips.
Okay, let's talk about that.
So, Bow Wow did the Harlem Shake. And I watched those snippets. I'm gonna tell you something. I like to fall on the floor. I said, "Go ahead, Bow Wow. Bow Wow looked like Mike till today. He still looked 12.
Bow Wow had to pull everything. Because Soulja Boy crushed him, destroyed. Like
100%.
Soulja Boy brought Romeo.
You should not. They shouldn't have done that. Yeah. You can't put Romeo like Bow Wow and Soulja Boy is like. Like the founder of online rap music, like you know what I mean.
So he's
bringing tracks, he's bringing features. He crushed poor Bow Wow, but Bow Wow had to pull. Oh God, I felt bad for him, but like Bow Wow had to pull everything he had.
He said he
dropped from the Snoop Dogg album. I was like, why are you playing that?
But to defend Bow Wow, Soulja Boy played the same song 3 times.
Well, that's because Soulja Boy's an asshole like that. Soulja Boy's like, well, I'm gonna reel this track because I can reel it again, and the thing Soulja Boy has current hits where he's like, Bow Wow, I haven't heard your music since never. Bow Wow, where's your music?
Since never.
It was harsh to watch. It was heavy. But it was Soulja Boy being Soulja Boy. Exactly.
That's
but it
hilarious.
Was
a good show.
Though. It really was. And then when Romeo came out and then really
I like
set
Romeo.
The tone. Trust me, Romeo's a stand-up.
Kaya, have you seen Romeo now? He's all grown.
I seen him. He loved it.
I like him.
I don't know. I don't know what I feel about him. I don't know. You know what? I think maybe because I know who C Murder and Silk the Shocker is, I'm looking at Romeo like, you don't go and sit down in the corner, boy. You know who these gangsters are?
I know.
Yes. Facts.
All right. What's next? What else do we have in entertainment?
Though.
He's cute, though.
I'm going to bring up one point if y'all have anything else. But I seen, this is basketball player James Harden.
Okay.
James Harden has been hanging out with Lil Baby.
Okay.
A lot. Mm. They have some videos of him with Lil Baby in the studio, and Lil Baby is rapping. I don't know. They call him Lil Baby like one of the best rappers of his time.
Okay.
He got a lot of like juice behind him right now. Mm. I don't know what's going on, but with the videos and stuff that I'm looking at, it looked like James Harden might be Lil Baby's sugar daddy. I don't know.
I need some bombs for Kaya.
I need some bombs.
I'm going to get some bombs for Kaya.
Bombs and machine gun fire.
Okay, I'm definitely next episode.
Yeah, well, actually, it's been said in the media, like, what's going on here? Because he looks like he's championed this young man a lot. Mm. It looks like it's a thing right now.
Okay.
And if they are a couple, then I'm very happy for them.
Right.
I'm happy that they found love, but it looked like it's a serious bromance.
It's a serious bromance, to
say the least. So James Harden, I know you got a lot of money, and I know that guys like rich guys too. So you know, I just
talk about it.
Listen, I hope everything is okay.
On the up and up, Lord.
Yes, and so we want to give a shout out to Ciara, because Ciara is out here making it clap in these streets. Hey. Listen, one of the funniest videos that I've seen in a long time. They got Ciara in some pants. I guess they're getting ready to go out, but Ciara got on some pants that allow her booty meat to do a little bit of clapping, and she is clapping it. And she posted the video, and she claps it so hard. Listen, I'm gonna see if I can
play it.
Oh, jeez. Guy's not even plugged in. That's straight
from the
mic.
And you can hear that clap.
Listen.
Hey, she makes that thing.
Let me see, Kyle. Let me see.
She makes that thing clap. She is not joking.
What? Wow.
In pants. So you know.
We're going to share this on our page. Kyle, put that on the Empower Hour page. You guys want to see this.
Wow.
Follow us on the Empower Hour. Kyle's going to post this up on our page. Lord.
So we had to get, anyways, it's a great laugh. So I just wanted to leave you all with that this morning and just tell you guys, like, you listen, you know what? Today is going to be a great day.
It sure
is. Let's love and live light today.
Amen.
Even talking about celebrity, I know we had there was the cookout this past weekend.
Yes, there was.
Oh, my.
I went. It was nice. Kaya, did you go?
Oh, hold up. I went to the cookout. First of all, you know what? Where's my head at? I want to give a shout out to Mustafa Ali Douglas.
Hey, talk
okay, so I'm going to tell you something. The last two parties that really like hit out here, his birthday party and then this cookout that he had. And I want to give a shout out to the brother for never giving up. His tenacity really says a lot for the Black community. And where it's going when it comes to our party scene. You know, back in the days, we had our Ricky D's and Gary T's, and you know, that were putting the parties together. And now we have, you know, we have Will, and we have Mustafa. And Mustafa is becoming a household name these days. So we want to give a shout out to that brother. The cookout was off the hook.
It was
so
really
so tell me, Will, who'd you see up there?
I know Just Dirt was out there.
Mm-hmm.
Music producer. There was from Rap Politique, Cyrano was out there.
Yep.
There was a gang of people. Like mm-hmm. people
there was a
came
lot of
through
people there.
A lot of people came out. Like from the Montreal scene and whatnot. So
did you guys go? You too?
Of course.
I didn't see y'all.
I was there. I had the red tent right across the street.
I was walking around. So that's
sure.
I
mean,
I
was out there with the family, nieces and nephews. We bought our own grill and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
nice.
We were doing our thing.
Okay.
Actually, we had Miss Lisa as a celebrity. Your mom was out there for sure. We had the best of times and everything, cracking jokes. So, it was good vibes. It was
that's
good
really
vibes.
Nice.
I'd be missing all the Fed season.
It's yo. It was good. I can say I had a great.
I mean, her hair just doing the work for the people. I'd be missing all.
It was really nice.
It was
for
an
him.
Amazing family day. So basically, like a little niece and like one of my nieces who's just walking now. So she was basically like dancing to the music and all that. Just basically like family cookout, you know, type of thing. So
So what's next though? I mean, I think he's having upscale the outdoor version or something like that. We gotta have him on the show first of all.
You know what?
Hello, Mustafa. Don't make me call you by your government, Mustafa. You better come on this show and talk about it.
Oh. Amen.
We're family. You better. You better.
Amen.
No, but other than that, yeah, he's having that, and I think he's having more stuff, but we'll see as we go along for sure.
Great.
For sure.
So, so we wanted to give that shout out, and so Montreal's killing it for the summer right now.
Even though it's
we're
cold.
Taking advantage, whether it's raining, it's raining.
Sorry, guys.
Uh-oh, it's all good.
It's coming.
I don't know. I like the sound bite, though.
All right.
Give me all your loving. Don't stop.
All right, let's get it.
Montreal is really, we're doing it rain, sleet, shine right now because we know that we missed out on a lot over these last year and a half.
Talk about it. That's
so we just like, we're trying to, listen, bring your umbrellas.
Right.
Because it might get wet, but we still partying,
y'all.
Wear
your TikTok tights. Do what you got to do.
Or your snow pants. It's Montreal.
Yeah. And shout out to my god sister, Cleo. Today, Cleo is a big pillar in the community. Sure. She does a lot of stuff that a lot of people don't know about. So we want to shout her out today. Shout out to a real queen today.
Amen.
Shout out
Cleo
Wine, Cleo Wine Phillips.
Nice.
that means I'm going to do a movie review on My Life by Mary J. Blige. So did you guys know that? It's on Amazon right now. Did you guys watch it?
No, I didn't know.
Really?
I watched it.
So I have to say, I did watch this twice because I was so invested. So it was good to see Mary J. Blige outside of her usual self. So she has 13 albums, 9 Grammy Awards, and millions of records sold. Mary J. has more than earned the title of Queen of Hip Hop. My Life is a documentary on Amazon that shows the superstar's journey to the top, and she has been with some struggles. Y'all know about Mary's struggles, right?
Just I think it's just about her either crazy husband or ex-husband,
right,
manager kind of thing.
Right. So a lot of our favorite Mary songs were recorded while she was going through her hardest times of her life, which was when she recorded the 1994 album My Life, which remains not only one of her most personal and raw albums to date, but it touches her experience in an abusive relationship, struggles with addiction, and more, but also effectively changed the course of hip-hop and soul music. So more than 25 years after its release, Mary says she's finally found the happiness she was searching for on My Life. She thanks her fans for helping her get there. She says, we're healing each other. We're always sending energy back and forth. That's helping to us grow. She says, I'm not going to let anyone take away my strength or my joy. Again, she hopes to continue making music that resonates, and she says, I just want people to know that when you think you're alone, you're not. We're soldiers out here. So this whole documentary made me happy. So I'm just gonna give you guys another Mary J. Blige snippet real quick. Not that one, you'll hear it. It's playing sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, good stuff.
Is it playing? No. Press okay in the corner there. Okay, now try.
Hey. I wanna be happy.
All right, so we're gonna get into coffee conversations. Grab your favorite coffee cup because it's time for coffee conversation.
I changed it. I did that last night.
All right, guys. So since I was just talking about Mary J. Blige, we're going to do some Mary J. Blige trivia. Once you got well, y'all know her. It's mostly going to be true or false because it's way easier that way.
Thank you.
So true or false, Mary J. Blige never graduated from high school.
True.
Yes, you're right, Pete.
Awesome.
50, Kaya, 50. Her job before she became a singer was a directory assistance operator. Thus, the title of her album, What's the 411?
False.
True.
Really?
Yeah. The title track from Mary's album, No More Drama, contains samples of the theme song from The Young and the Restless.
True.
Yep. Youngest sister, LaTanya Blige DaCosta. No, I won't say that one because it's true. Credits to her ex-husband, Kendu Isaacs, for helping her clean up her act and overcome her drug addiction and alcohol addiction.
You asking me or Kay?
Any of you, it's okay.
Oh, false.
Credits to him. Nah, false. Exactly. It's false.
I'm like,
yeah, he didn't help her. She did her own thing before him.
Yeah.
Use scenes from the movie Boomerang in her video, Not Gonna Cry.
Yes, true.
No.
Waiting to Exhale.
Waiting to Exhale.
Exactly.
Yeah, we know she sang on the soundtrack.
She did. She definitely said she was her.
Only us emotional girls know
right?
That,
we don't know that song. Her mother, Cora Blige, survived a stabbing by a neighbor in 1987.
False.
I'm going to say true.
It's true.
Yeah.
Her father, Thomas Blige, was a war veteran who suffered a stroke and stress syndrome.
True.
False. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's true.
Okay.
She was ranked number one of VH1's 100 Sexiest Artists.
I wouldn't say true.
That's definitely
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
She was ranked number 69.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was.
That's a good nasty number.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
All right. She is great friends with Taraji P. Henson and Wyclef Jean.
I say true.
Yes, it's very true.
I was going to say maybe.
She is. She is not a huge fan of Led Zeppelin.
False.
True.
Well, okay. She is a fan
of
him. She loves him. Okay, she was awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame recording on Hollywood Boulevard. You know those things there?
Mm-hmm.
She was a rewarded one. Yes or no? True or false? Excuse me.
I want to say true because I feel she should have one there.
She does have one there.
Good, yes.
She definitely
good.
Does. She sang in a Christian church during her early years in Richmond, Georgia.
True.
True.
Pentecostal church. Fuzz, fuzz.
Okay. Wait. What was the question?
I said she sang in a Christian church, but it's actually a Pentecostal.
Pentecostal is Christian.
Thank
is
you.
It?
Yes.
You awesome. Can tell who goes to church and who
point
don't right around here.
Well,
you know. We go to church. Tell,
I was force-fed religion in prison.
Okay,
but I do know that that's just a subsidiary of the whole Christian, Catholic, whole. It's all one umbrella.
Yeah. All right, cool. Her own personal perfume, My Life, broke all sales records on HSN when it was first launched.
False.
Kaya?
True.
True. And lastly, she is a lifelong conservative.
Conservative?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say it's true.
Kaya?
I think that's not true.
That is not true.
No, because she sniffed enough coke. she loved cocaine.
She is a lifelong liberal Democrat. And cocaine. That is the trivia on Mary J. Blige. I suggest
Kaya
you guys.
She loves, yeah, she
Kaya
loves
said
cocaine.
It. Kaya, you know what? Kaya comes with the truth and the realness. And that is why.
How you going
like
to be
her.
Conservative and you like cocaine? Come on now.
Muslim. You know what? I had to switch it up.
She
I had
to she loves
it up.
Cocaine.
You know, that's why she wear white. When she wear white,
exactly.
That's what she said when her and Puffy used to wear white,
exactly. Yeah. And they're doing all those moves, all picking
yeah.
stuff. Like
take that.
Yeah, that's it. That's that cocaine. That's that.
First of all,
that's that Rick James.
Nobody dances like that unless you do cocaine. First
exactly.
things first.
Especially that's Diddy. Like, yeah. Remember how fast Diddy used to move his
gosh.
Feet?
Okay.
Even if you look at the video, what is it? I don't know.
That's right.
You know, Diddy's moving fast.
More money, more problems.
Exactly. Definitely more problems. That's for sure. Definitely more problems. So that's that Mary J. Drive J. Blige trivia coffee conversation. Definitely go check it out on Amazon. It's really, really nice. And she's also doing a concert at the same time that this is happening. So definitely check out My Life on Amazon, you guys.
Yo, do we have a couple of minutes? I have some questions.
We do. So it's now 8:43. We have 13 minutes
left. I'm glad Will is here. He's a promoter. What happened to Cara Fiesta, CCFA? What happened to the Montreal Jump Up?
Like, well, there was a truck that was passing by on a Saturday.
Okay.
Promoting it and stuff like that, but it was just a virtual truck that was going.
So we couldn't have a Zoom party. What happened? Like we couldn't. We have nothing. We could have got here. Nothing. Vibes. No vibes.
It's. I tell you what. That thing is very complicated. We've talked about this already. Like you know, it's.
But I'll tell you what I thought we should do.
Yes, mm-hmm. You did.
I think that we should all dress up in our costumes
mm-hmm.
and get a couple trucks
mm-hmm.
and go down there and do a protest
mm-hmm.
against it in our costumes with our music and have Jump Up anyway.
Well,
it's almost like
down.
The French. It's the French style of doing everything.
That's
we're
right.
going to call it a protest
thank
and still
you.
Do the march.
Talk about it.
Bro.
You guys know I have costumes. Let's go.
Talk about thinking out the box. I'm just saying, because I'm just wondering. It's just like I would have loved to see just a little bit of culture. But anyways.
Me and you both, my friend.
It is what it is.
To me, what I would suggest, because you know that I follow comedy, and I like mm-hmm. we could have trucks and I'll have comedians on there.
I'm telling you, one truck comedians, one truck costumes, one truck.
I guess,
you know
saying.
What I'm saying? DJs, whatever. We can do this, guys. We can totally do this.
So.
But yeah, it's just the city of Montreal. Sometimes, you know.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is. It is what it is.
I was away this past. Was it weekend? What day is it today?
Today's July 8th.
Yeah, it's Thursday today. Okay, yeah. So I was away this past weekend. I was in Toronto. And,
nice.
I want to take a. Well,
how is it down there?
It was okay, but the reason I went there was kind of a somber reason for going. Oh, no problem. You didn't know. I'm just kind of bringing it up. So I just after we have some time, I want to make sure
we
mention these things. And I didn't get a chance earlier, so I want to take a moment just to acknowledge a brother who passed away, brother Tyrone Rupchan, aka Rizzy. He's part of a motorcycle club in Ontario called Beyond Our Streets. Mm-hmm. And he passed away recently from a motorcycle accident. And it was very sudden, very unexpected. Well, unexpected to us. Obviously, we know the ancestors. Everybody has, you know, the spirits that be, they have their own plans, right? And even us as beings, we have plans. But for us, it was unexpected. For the family, it's very unexpected, I should say. And, mm-hmm. you know, and like it was very, very It was felt, all right? But I wanted to take a moment just to acknowledge him because it was a good sending off. The experience was amazing. The family did an extremely good job of just, you know, like a proper send off, you know, for a brother who had passed. Mm-hmm. But what was amazing to see is that because he was a part of a motorcycle club, there was like maybe five or six other motorcycle clubs that showed up to the commemoration. And it was a scene. Like, it's such an amazing scene. Just to see first, and there's a lot of black clubs, okay? Like, just to say, that's already really cool to see, right? A lot of black biker clubs showing up, and just all the different style of bikes, and it's like, you know, kind of gave me a little, like, it actually gave me a little goosebumps, like when you hear the engines coming in and you see it coming in like a convoy, and there's a bunch of bikes coming in, it kind of gives an energy, a powerful type of feeling. And it made me think, like, I can almost imagine what it was like for DMX in New York. I could only imagine I wanted to acknowledge that, and just, you know, to send love to him again, and the family. Like, I know here in Montreal we got the Agassi family, but to everybody who's listening, I just want to send love, and, you know, just we know that the spirit continues to live
on that note. As you're saying, you're talking about vigils and memorials, actually we had there Erica Edwards came up here and she had her vigil and memorial for her son Kai. And I think it was in Dollar Days or Mall, don't quote me. Roxborough. And a lot of people came out to support, so we just want to send her our love once again, because
well said. Now, before we wrap, I had a 2-minute excerpt I wanted to play.
Definitely, we have time for it.
Cool. Because it's something I heard. I'm just gonna play it, and we can talk about it.
Sure.
We have a couple of minutes, right?
Oh, so. this thing.
You all heard, right? Okay, you guys know how to get down. Hold on, let me cue it up. Good.
Africa historically, sub-Saharan Africa has been fundamental to the global prosperity of the advanced countries. Okay? And Africa had a role to play. It has a role as a raw material producer. We will not allow sub-Saharan Africa to escape that. Okay? We do everything to keep sub-Saharan Africa where it is, also impoverished. It's absolutely vital for the prosperity of everyone else. So let's get clear about that. Okay, and this means all the economic structures, all the global institutions, and the economics we teach everyone is all designed to keep Africa exactly where it is. And whether it is Europe or US or now China, it's always the same. We need Africa to be impoverished because we need those raw materials and we need them dirt cheap. Okay, so that's the message. It doesn't mean to say that there's nothing Africans can do. Of course there is. Okay? But this is the opposition that they're fighting. This is what it's about. Because if Africa does do something different, I assure you, living standards of all those in Europe and North America and Asia is going to fall. Okay? And that is a big price to pay. I assure you that the West is not going to allow that without a big fight. Okay, so this is what it's fundamentally about. What I want to show you is how these structures are operating. It's just 20 minutes, so we can't do very much, but just to give you a little bit of an idea. And why I keep the ideology part there is because we are part of the producers of ideology. At universities and academic institutions, we are complicit in this whole enterprise. Okay, so the job of many Western academics is to convince Africans they have to keep doing what they're doing. Okay, and to show them it's your fault that you're poor. It's not our fault. It's your fault that you're poor. You know, so this is what we do in academic institutions, and I want to show that as well.
Yeah. So thanks for giving me that time. I appreciate that, Trish. I just, this is the Empower Hour. You guys know we're always going to keep it 100 with you guys.
Yeah.
When I heard that, I was like, what the WTF, eh? Like, and the thing is, like, and you guys can't see it, and we should share this on our IG and our social medias and stuff as well, so you guys should check it out.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, like it's to understand, guys. Like it's not fluke or coincidence, and it's just they're aware. It's just us this whole time. We've never been aware of our greatness, of our power, of our potential, of our everything. So it's just it's time we turn the news off. It's time we stop following these ideologies. It's time that we just actually take a second to actually. I'm going to share something I've learned this not too long ago. It's time that we start taking time to feel, then think, and then take action.
I agree. And, I like that.
And the thing is, and I'm telling you, this is coming from a real deep source. All right, I'm telling you guys, this is how things function. Okay. All right, but when we say take the time to feel, it's because our spirit leads us through our emotions. So when you're thinking about something and you're trying to figure out what to do, feel it. All right, you think if you're thinking about something and it's not evoking a loving, positive feel, that's not the right move. So make it a habit nowadays. Turn everything off and just go about how things feel.
Okay,
when it feels right, then you could start thinking, okay, now this is feeling right. All right, so what's going to be my next steps? Then you could start thinking, and then from there you could start making moves. But from when you're just thinking about the move and you're just pushing forward, You're missing out a vital, vital part. So in this time that we're in right now, guys, please turn off all the news, turn off all the nonsense, and start to just feel again, connect back with your spirit, connect it with who and what you actually are, and then start to think and then start to move, and we'll balance back out.
Facts. P, you're always with the stuff. The good word.
You know, that's love. I'm off for 2 weeks. I want to leave people a little something.
It should be the good word with Farrell time. That should be the last segment. And now it's time for the good word with Farrell.
Well, you know, it'll be my pleasure.
I could actually do that.
Thank you. Trish, you do it. I will come with it. All right?
Don't try me. You know me. I come with the drops. I can totally do it.
I want to send love to everybody because I'm going to be off for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So you guys, you're in great hands. All right? But I will be calling in to just haggle you guys.
Do
a
we
little.
Have to answer the phone?
No.
Okay. Because I won't be doing that.
I'm going to try and bother up you guys while you're on air.
You better not. Aren't you supposed to be on vacation?
My wife is probably listening, or she's probably rolling her eyes. She's
what
like,
is the point of vacation? And then after you're going to work, call in to work.
Okay.
You're one of those people who talk about work on a lunch break. Can you please? Like, seriously.
Fine.
Call in. Yeah. Have a great vacation. Yeah. All right. So we have a few minutes. Kaya will plug where we can find you and anything that you want, please.
I am at Strong Firm Bottom, all one word. And like I said before, my Facebook is for family and friends right now. So, yeah, hit me on Instagram, see me on YouTube, and watch Bad Gyal. Go watch Bad Gyal on YouTube.
Exactly. All right.
On Instagram, you can reach us at BigWill514. Like I mentioned, we have a show coming up. And you could, again, reach me directly on my mobile phone, 514-434-4426.
All right. And Farrell, lastly, yourself, or before me.
Guys, I'm really excited. Just go to ofccommunity.com. We have everything on there, ofccommunity.com. And really, like, I just want the community to know we're here to help. Like, anything you need, do not hesitate. Hit that contact box and say, bro, you said think of you first for all my community and my business needs. This is what I need. And just pop it in the box. And it's going to be our pleasure to help.
Love that. And for me, you can find me at All Things Miss Trish on Instagram. Check out my latest Coffee Chronicles with the wonderful Candace Corian. And follow me on YouTube at Miss Trish TV. But Kings and Queens, this was the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, the Pub St. Pierre, and to our amazing team. People, once again, I am Miss Trish. Stay blessed, black, and highly favored.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.